Well, it's time to break open God's Word in the Psalms in this Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. And what's awesome is that this segment of the show is its own podcast. That's right. You can go to Podcast Central at EW10.com or on Spotify or SoundCloud or iTunes, whatever your favorite podcast medium is. And you can find the Soulful Psalms there. So download it and listen every day to these reflections on the Psalms to make your experience at Mass and experiencing the Psalms and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, the Word of God, more deeply in your life. Well, today we're going to finish up Psalm 1, the very first Psalm in the book of sung praises, the Sefer Telachim. And of course, all these are attributed to David. We looked at the first couple verses. Now we're going to try and finish off the rest of this Psalm. So there's no prescript here in this psalm at all. We'll start at verse 3. Now, this is talking about a man who was blessed, right? And so it continues. This man who was blessed, he is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters and yields its fruit in due season, whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. So again, David starts off the book of the Psalms with what he does commonly in many of these Psalms, especially the Psalms in this first book of the Psalms. He aligns the Psalms with paralleling it with something in nature, right? He makes a connection between God's working in our lives and nature, God's creative power and creative activity in the world. And here it's like a tree. So you have a tree that's flowing by water. So it's constantly receiving a water source, right? Because, you know, trees need water. They'll go down into the roots that feed the rest of the tree system. And so if it's by the flowing waters, it's always drawing from those waters. Like Jesus, the woman at the well, you know, let me give you, you know, the water that you're drinking, that's going to last for a while. But what I'm going to do, the wellspring of eternal love that I want to give you, you will never be thirsty again. It's just give me this water always. So this little psalm is like a precursor to Christ, who is the living water. And we will drink from that wellspring forever and will never thirst again, you know, once we drink deeply from the wellspring of God's incredible mercy and love. Then he continues, not so are the wicked, not so. For they like winnowed chaff shall be driven away by the wind. Right? So the chaff is like, you know, like I'm not a farmer, but I've been on enough farms and traveled enough in the course of my work in the Lord's vineyard to see that when they harvest the crops, sometimes there's this chaff, the dry leaves or that goes around the plant when it's harvested. Those things blow away, and they have to. And Jesus talks about separating the wheat from the chaff, right? So the chaff has to be separated out, so only the good grain is left. Well, again, this psalm is pointing toward that again. So those are not like those who are wicked are not like the tree that's drawing from the wellspring of God. They're like the tree that's in the desert, you know, and they're cut off, not because God cuts them off, because they cut themselves off, right? And they blow away in the wind. Then he finally ends, when the wicked are judged, they shall not rise, nor shall sinners in the council of the just. For the Lord knows the way of the just, but the way of the wicked will perish. So David brings it all together at the end. So he, again, uses the analogy of nature and plants and trees to describe this relationship of drawing from God's love as opposed to away from being God's, away from God's love. And then at the end, he says, those who are wicked will not stand. So the chaff is going to be blown away in the face of God's justice. But those who are righteous will stand forever. You know, so a great lesson for us today from David in the Psalms.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.